Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'm getting wetter.
Wet.
Oh, soaking wet, baby.
Oh, hello and welcome to another episode of House Sadness, the podcast.
Uh-oh.
My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one, the only, the underwear taker.
Casey, my mom thinks I'm the greatest showman. Stoddard.
Ooh.
Yeah, take that, Hugh.
Huge Jackman.
Yeah, how's that feel, bitch?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm a little upset about a bad sexual episode I had last night.
It's because you're Hugh Jackman and you suck at everything.
Well, that seems rude.
I know, I'm sorry. You're
I like Hugh Jackman and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
What?
I like him as Wolverine. I don't know. I'm trying to think of some other stuff. There's other stuff.
Les Mis.
Yeah, sure.
Les shit.
Ugh.
Got him.
Now you're just shitting on him just because.
I know.
Les shit.
He's a good guy.
Is he?
I think so. I don't know.
I don't know. For some reason, I feel like he could be a cock.
He might be. He's Australian, right?
I think so.
It was weird because, so I follow like a bunch of like Michigan football, like sports writers and shit. So he's from Australia, but he's a Michigan football fan, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Well,
because he was like tweeting about it and shit, and I was like, what the fuck, Hugh, what are you doing, buddy?
I'm curious how he got into it. somebody he's close to must be into it, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe he just likes, that was the one state he liked in the United States just because it looked like a high five.
Yeah.
That whole thing, you know?
High five and twos in Australia. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Hey.
And they probably have the most Outback steak houses per capita.
That's very true, actually.
Going on the record.
Hey.
Bold statement.
It just looked like a, Michigan just looks like a hand that's trying to choke you.
Ooh.
And it reminded him of his dad.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
I'm into it. Yeah. I feel like I haven't been to a chain restaurant in a while.
Oh, I have.
B-dubs. Yeah, I haven't been to B-dubs in a minute.
That's true. Yeah, you haven't rolled with me over there in a while.
Yeah. I like Barney's, but yeah.
Yeah, Barney's is good. I dig that place. I'm trying to think. I mean, Chili's last time I was home.
Yeah.
That's I got to swing by there.
Uh-huh.
We would have been to a Chili's if there was one close enough.
Yeah, I like Chili's.
We've talked about this.
Yeah. I'm talking like I haven't been to like Outback or Applebee's.
Oh,
or,
dude, I haven't been to an Outback in a fucking minute.
Yeah, me neither.
By minute, I mean like probably 10 years or more.
Yeah, same.
I think I went one time in my life.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't my cup of tea. As a kid, Outback's not really going to be your thing, though. They've got like steaks and as a kid, who wants a fucking bloomin' onion?
Yeah, I do.
Did you when you were little?
Yeah, dude, I loved onion rings, man.
I hated onions when I was little.
Oh, I loved them.
I like them now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little fucking piece of shit.
Queerdo.
Yeah, loved onions and green beans, apparently.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Outback seems like it'd be good for you then.
Yeah.
You probably got some like crispy green beans.
Yeah. Some kangaroo pussy.
Ooh, yeah. Some of the front pocket.
Ooh, there we go.
Double front pocket.
Hot pocket.
Hop pocket.
Hot pocket. Oh, I like that.
There you go. Hop pocket. That's a little more difficult to say.
Yeah.
Hot pocket. Because it's just hot pocket, pretty much.
I like, I just like picturing like Jim Gaffigan, like at the end of his rope, like, I need, like his career's gone south, and he's like, I need a fucking redemption. What is my new thing? And he's like, hop pocket, kangaroos. And he just does, he moves away from food to just doing kangaroo jokes. And, it's like,
I thought you were going to say he's no longer getting work, and so he has to do like, Outback commercials.
Oh,
and
dude,
and they only hire him to do like a sort of callback thing.
That would
and
be
hop pockets.
Hey, maybe they got a whole new line of like, kangaroo inspired cuisine.
Marsupial.
Ooh,
marsupial. Marsupial.
Yeah. Fucking Jermaine did the voice to
yeah,
and he's not even Australian. No. He's from New Zealand.
I bet you that happens a lot.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh man, that's funny.
Well,
anyways, yep. Chain restaurants.
Hey, get
love
to
them.
I love chain restaurants, man.
Me as well. TGI Fridays haven't been in a hot second. I think the last time I was there, I was visiting from Chicago, and I was hungover, and I had lunch with my mom and my little sister, and I threw up.
Oh no!
Yeah, I'm not in front of them, but
not a huge fan of TGI Fridays.
Yeah, we went to the one by the Bob too.
So okay,
it was their idea. I was like, you guys are fucking stupid. But, yeah, you know, we did it.
That place out of all the places downtown.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not, yeah.
They did that. The unlimited appetizers or whatever that one time, and I went I still lived in GR. Their mod sticks are shit.
Oh yeah,
they're like these little fucking rectangles.
Oh.
Bad
rectangles.
Yeah,
what?
They're like flatter, like rectangles.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, it's like a fucking, I don't know.
Their appetizers are shit. I'm saying it on the record.
Shots fired.
I hate TGI Fridays, bro.
Fuck it.
Fucking hate, bro. Fucking hate TGI Fridays, bro. Yeah. I
was trying to make a Friday and TGI Fridays joke, but
more like TGI Buy Days.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's my buy day. I'm too busy sucking dick. Yeah,
getting some appetizer. Yeah,
to eat at TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a chain. I just like chains because they're predictable.
Yeah.
You know, you go somewhere you don't like it, you can go to any of them. You're not gonna be like surprised, like, oh, the chicken wings are actually better at this one.
Yeah.
No, they're the same.
And it's, you know, reasonably priced.
Usually, yeah.
Miss that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
We're back, y'all, and I'm feeling a lot better.
Yeah, feeling pretty good, unfortunately.
Yeah. it makes you feel everything else, mm-hmm. or not.
Yeah.
Not feel it at all.
Yeah.
Oh, what was I going to talk about? I was telling you this. This is from a while back.
Mexico trip.
Yeah, this is from the Mexico trip. But I don't see my bio dad very often, as I'm sure you guys can tell.
Why not? Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's dive in. He was there in the Mexico trip. I think I mentioned it. Mm-hmm. But we were talking, and you know, he's like, he tries to get close with me, which is nice. Like to give him credit. If I look away from all the nasty, awful, terrible shit he has done to me in my entire life, I part of me wants to be like, to his credit, he is kind of trying, but only like when we're in person together.
Interesting.
You're going the way wrong way.
Yeah, I don't think we have that one.
What?
I was going to go, ooh, he's trying.
Oh, yeah, we do, but it's way back.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know which one we do have?
Oh, my neck.
No, there we go.
Perfect.
My neck and my back.
But yeah, I don't know. So we hung out like every day on the trip, and there was one night we were all talking, and I don't remember what brought it up, but I was talking about my new wiping technique,
mm-hmm.
and he got like super interested, and I wasn't sure if he was really interested or if he was just trying to be like, I'm gonna try to be a dad, like listen to my kid. What's my kid into nowadays? Oh. Trying out new wiping techniques. That's an interesting hobby. Like, so I just told him. I told him the whole thing, and I broke it down. And he was like, "Oh man, all right. Well, you know what? I'm gonna have to give that a try because I took a."
Was he?
Ooh, he's trying.
Ooh, I'm gonna try it.
Yeah. Ooh, he's trying. He was like, next time I go to take a shit, I'm going to give it a shot. And I was like, dude,
I'm
going to
think
man.
Of you, son.
It's going to change your life. Yeah. When your fingers are on your cornhole,
yeah,
you're going to be thinking of me, thinking of your kid's cornhole. Cornhole nice. To cornhole.
Yeah.
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 That's a game of cornhole where everybody wins.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Pooping back and forth forever.
Yeah. That's funny.
But then, so I was like, that's funny, like blah, blah, blah. I was drunk and so was he and then like 2 days later, we're hanging out drinking again one night, and he was just like, "Oh man, you know, I took a shit the other night. I didn't try your new technique. I was in a rush. I didn't get to try it out. I totally forgot. But I'm gonna try it,
mm-hmm.
and I'll let you know when I do." And he hasn't let me know. But what? That's the closest I felt to my biological father in a long, 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 long time. So hey, listen, kids.
Yeah.
If you have an estranged relative, try talking about your butthole.
Yeah, mending bridges one butthole at a time.
Yeah, it really opens things up.
Yeah, there you go. It's funny because one of the last times I think I saw my dad was, and I don't know if this was him or not, but it was that I was like I think I was a sophomore or junior. Yeah, I was a sophomore in high school, and it was at an away football game for my brother. And I went to the bathroom, and I pushed open a stall door, and the guy who was taking a shit looked like my dad. But it was like one of those split second things where I was like, oh, is that my dad? And I was like, and I was like, I can't open the door.
Shut
like,
the door.
Daddy?
Wait, daddy, is that
yeah.
you?
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe if I mean, I don't ever want to talk to him again, but if I do.
Yeah. Hey.
I'll find out if that was him. And I was like, hey, what's your wiping technique? Because I have some news for you, buddy.
Tweet him a new wiping technique. Oh,
yeah.
That's
true. Yeah.
He'll get on it as soon as Drake does.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
He will.
Yeah. So that's that. That's something that I forgot to talk about that I thought was kind of funny.
When is Father's Day?
June.
Yeah.
I was born on Father's Day.
Are you? Were you really?
Yeah.
Damn.
June 19th.
That sucks.
It's every, I think it's every second or third Sunday of June, something
sure,
like
I'll
that. Because my birthday is not every Father's Day.
Oh, okay.
It's like every once in a while. Last year it was, I think.
Interesting.
You were the greatest Father's Day present I ever yeah. had. And I was like, well, you hadn't gotten any since then, yeah. before then.
Should have, you gotta,
oh, yeah, you did actually.
You got to hit him up on Father's Day and be like, hey, Dad.
I'm going to beat him up.
Happy Father's Day also. You're welcome. tell your asshole I said, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Buddy. And
I'll suck as many dicks as I can.
And
yeah,
and your toilet paper bill.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because that you'll cut that down.
Does he have IBS? Do you know?
I don't think so. He just lives in trash.
Yeah,
and
bad diet.
Probably a horrible diet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm honestly not real familiar with his stool, but the way that he was talking about it sounded like it was a real mess.
Oh, okay. There. Yeah.
And he's like, it's just like, keep wiping. I was like, that's my deal, man.
Yeah.
It's like constant wiper. There's a fucking Parks and Rec line.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is fucking too perfect. Because I was trying to think of a joke for that when I first started doing stand-up, where I was just like, I just wipe and wipe and wipe.
Mm-hmm.
And then my buddy Sean was like, dude, watch this scene.
Yeah,
and it's when he's like, they're in the doctor's office, and he's like, I don't know what it is, man. And just wipe and wipe and wipe, and it's just more poop. It's like I'm wiping a marker.
Yeah,
it's so fucking funny. That's such a fucking good line.
It's great.
And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to stop trying to write that, because that was one of the best ways of putting it. It's very funny. But
gold.
Yeah. So you got anything you wanted to talk about at all? Or?
No. My life's been pretty fucking boring. I mean, I haven't done anything.
Yeah.
Just been sick.
Yeah.
Didn't even go out New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
Stayed in.
I kind of wish I wouldn't have, because I think it got me sicker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the thing. I was like, I was feeling like okay, but I was like, I don't want to push it and then fall down those stairs again, you know? Yeah. Yeah. The cops are already asking too many questions.
But he's gay.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Fugitive on the run today. He last seen falling down the stairs.
What's it to you, Gaylord?
But
that's what I tell the cops. Yeah. Like, we heard you're gay. I'm like, what's it to you, Gaylord? Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, no, you're the gay one. I want to get in a fight with a cop like that.
Ooh.
What's it to you, Gaylord? Yeah. You're the gay one. Yeah. I'm the Gaylord.
I am rubber and you are glue, sir. Yeah.
Whatever you'd say. And what about a bullet? And then he shoots you.
Oh, yeah.
Paint his face black and then leave him on the street. I don't know. That was inappropriate.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got nothing, man. My life's been pretty fucking boring.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I did that thing where I'm just very used to this now. Like on a night that I'll black out, I just don't look at my photo album for a while on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at it and there's like fucking 40 pictures.
Oh, yeah?
Of me taking like selfies with people on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And it's mostly
people
like,
you know?
It's mostly like Alice. Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
David and Max. Pretty much the only people I knew. But then there's always like a couple of pictures of people from over their shoulder, like like I'm sneaking while I'm surrounded by people, and I look fucking smashed in all of them. I have those fucking like drunk eyes, like oof, rough boy.
There was one year Eric Pike,
ooh,
good friend, but
Pike,
you know, out. Yeah, you gotta text me back, buddy. He went to, I never did this. Do you ever go to Irish on Ionia in GR?
One time.
Never went. Yeah, how was it?
It wasn't great, but it wasn't awful.
Did you go super early?
Yeah, well, it's because I was working third shift. I worked third shift the night before.
Okay, yeah,
and then I went out that morning with all the security guards, and that also worked, and some others. And then I hung out most of the day, and then I went back home, went to sleep, and then worked that night.
Damn.
So that wasn't that fun, and I had to like deal with people that
night
too.
Yeah,
but It was all right. It's just too crowded, and it's
yeah.
There's just puke,
and it's cold. Puking. It's usually so fucking cold.
It's so cold. Yeah. Yeah,
it's stupid. One year Pike went, and I think this was like pretty early on. I didn't know him too well, and we were Facebook friends. And he just went by himself, and he posted like a thing. He's like, anybody want to come join me? And then like 10 minutes later, he's like, you know what? I'm just going to take pictures with strangers. So he just started taking selfies with a bunch of strangers and posting them all on his Facebook.
I think I remember that.
It was fucking hilarious. Yeah.
Oh my God, that boy.
God, he's a weirdo.
Well, that confidence with that Piper.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Piper.
The
dandy.
Piper diaper.
Yeah.
The Piper in his diaper.
Yeah.
Speaking of Pipers.
Uh-oh.
I think we got a couple of new non-Piper fans.
Uh-oh.
Of our Pipers.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't plumb our Pipers.
Yeah.
You know.
Who wouldn't clean our Pipers?
There you go.
Pipe cleaners, yeah.
Who wouldn't swab our poop decks?
Ooh, there we go. Yeah. Know?
Who wouldn't, lick our cracks.
And our backs.
Hey. And our nickelback sacks.
Ooh, nickelback sack. Nickelback sack. I farted. No, I didn't. Yeah, I don't got a beat for this one.
Worse and worse at these. The wooden
too,
fuck
man.
Me songs. I'm going to try
me
to think.
Piper. Pipe. Pipe in your pants. Pipe in your pants. Mm. And I don't want any. You don't have a chance with your pipe that pants. Fuck, I got nothing, man. I can't do it yet. I'm not in the zone,
okay.
Auto zone.
Yeah, I'm not in the zone either. Let me see if I can. Walking down the street, see a little lady. She's not little, though. She is a woman. She's a grown woman. I swear, she's a woman. I say, hey, girl, you want to go cooking? She's like, no, I already ate. Then I was like, how about tomorrow? We go on a date. She said, no, you fucking idiot dick. You can suck a motherfucking dick. Good old fuck you. Oh, or if I'm sick.
That was good.
Oh, I hated it.
I will suck your dick.
I will suck your
fucking dick. I will do it.
Yeah, I hated it too, but you know what they say.
I'll see you later, dickhead!
complete chance.
They do say that a lot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't look when I hit the soundboard anymore.
I like it. I just
leave it up to God.
It's God's choice.
Yeah. Speaking of God's choice...
Ooh, somebody stop me.
Perfect. Yeah. This first God's choice of...
I'm going to say that. I'm going to just yell that right before I hang myself.
What?
And then I'll blame everyone in my suicide note. I'm going to yell, somebody stop me. Oh. And then I'll kick the stool out.
I like that.
And and then I'll be like...
Smoke it.
Nobody. Yeah. And then I'll light the building on fire before I do it. Yeah.
I like it.
Or I'll just have a lit cigarette in my
Ooh,
mouth.
Ooh, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
What was he doing hanging up there? Smoking.
I like it.
All right.
This first wouldn't fuck me is Jeanette McCurdy.
Her name sounds familiar.
From iCarly.
Oh, that's right.
And the Eric Andre Show.
Okay.
And Jeanette McCurdy wouldn't fuck me. Not even if... hold on a second. Oh, yep, there it is. Oh, I fucked up. Okay.
Okay.
Let's retake that. I'm gay. Nope, I don't like that one.
There you go.
That's more like it. Jeanette McCurdy wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I gave her the old... Jeanette McSquirty. McSquirty. Fuck. All right, let's try that again. Good. I'm glad we added the podcast.
Yeah.
Jeanette McCurdy, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her the old Jeanette McSquirty.
Ooh.
Or the old Comedy Gang Bang.
She
was on Comedy Bang Bang, apparently.
Was she?
Yeah, on the TV show.
Oh, neat.
Not even if I was the best player of that butt. She was in a movie called The Best Player, something, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It was a Nickelodeon TV movie. Or not even if I was True Jackson DP.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
She was on a show called True Jackson VP, but DP
mm-hmm.
for double penis.
Would it be both of your penises?
Yeah. Both.
Born with one testicle and two penises. The testicle hangs where the penis usually would, and then your two penises hang below your one testicle.
Interesting.
What do you think of that? It's the old switcheroony.
It's like a... Shit, I don't know. I was gonna say it was like one of those like those metallic balls, that those like pendulum things.
Oh yeah, what are those
but,
called?
I don't know, but it's not
clacker
because
balls.
it's dicks instead of balls. But yeah. Or you know, it just looks like a really boring game of Pong. Yeah.
Or it's like I don't know, a marble on a racetrack. I thought I had something marble and then I lost it.
Yeah, okay.
Well it's like ants on a log.
Sure.
You know, put some peanut butter on it.
Oh yeah.
And if
okay,
you,
I see
if
where
you
going.
Flick your nut enough to purple it up.
Yeah.
And then you paint your dicks green.
Ooh, interesting.
And then you have a raisin on your two dicks.
Yeah.
Ants on a log.
Ants on my log. I feel like you could like make your dick like touch them together and then like the nut will look like a clit, so you can just like look like a pussy.
Oh, there you go.
I got that pussy dick.
Pussy dick.
Oh,
let me lift
God.
My big fat clit out of the way. You mean your one testicle? You shut your mouth. Yeah. And then
here's your bean, better flick it, baby.
And then I just super glued my dicks together just at the tip, so then you can just fuck in between them.
I can I tell you,
I like that.
One of my favorite worst jokes of all time from a comedian in Chicago. I
yes,
forgot
please.
His name, but he would do a joke where he's like, my roommate fucked me in the ass, but he's like, really though, he's like, it's kind of my fault because he's like, my asshole looks like a pussy. I got that pussy, I got that pussy booty, baby.
Jesus Christ!
I remember when he said "pussy booty."
Pussy
I've never
booty,
seen
baby.
To her a fucking lose his mind before, but he was like, he like almost fell out of his chair. He was laughing so.
Oh my God!
And yeah, just me and him would always be like "pussy booty,"
"pussy booty, baby."
So good, yeah. I got that pussy booty.
It's my fault. I got that pussy booty.
Ah, oh, so good. Brian Johnson, I believe his name is. He's like a legit crazy person. It's okay.
I like stuff like that, though, that you're just sitting at an open mic like, all right, la, 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 la. And then all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, pussy booty.
Yeah. Well, there's this there's a homeless guy, Wade. He would come to mics and he would fall asleep in the audience, and then he would go up on stage, and he was homeless, and he was fucking hilarious, but you just never knew what he was going to talk about. Yeah. He would just like bring up, like old beefs he had with people from like 10 years back and be like, if I ever see Mike Wiley, I'm going to rip his fucking beard off his face. And just like, what are you talking about?
I never forget.
Like, yeah.
I never forget a face.
He called me a fucking stupid homo once and just like, okay, Wade.
All right, man.
Yeah. Good times. But anyways.
You fucking maniac.
Yep.
All right.
Moving on.
All right. This first one fucked me here. It's a vitamin C.
Oh, yeah.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was her son.
Ooh.
Or stepson.
Okay.
It's S-U-N.
Uh-huh.
Get it? Vitamin C?
Yeah.
The sun. And then it's
Sunny D.
Sun. Oh, if I gave her the old Sunny D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Okay. Were you going to say something?
No, just that was a horrible thing to do visually because all everyone's going to hear me go, I gave him the old, what's it called? The Shaka?
Shaka.
Yeah. So I didn't just go, Sunny D.
Well,
yeah.
We do that pretty often. Here,
Jacob, I love to think about you giving her the Sunny D.
Giving her your Sunny D. Just a really bright cock.
Yeah.
Just and it's got.
Keep it in the
two
fridge.
Big scoops of raisins.
Ooh, yeah.
Just two big raisins hanging below it. I just bruise my nuts up.
It's like the
That's two raisin jokes, nut raisin jokes.
Is the tip of your dick a baby's face because it's the sun from the Teletubbies?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That wasn't as funny as I thought
baby.
It was going to be.
They got me. They got me. They got me. The clown got me.
It's so long.
It's like, what do they say? The baby's arm holding an apple? But instead, when they say your dick's like a baby's arm holding an apple.
Oh, yeah.
Instead, it's like it's a penis with a baby's face on it.
Jacob, he's always had a baby face. For
baby
a
face, yeah. Real cherub dick. Real, real.
It was his fucking was his dickhead the face of Gerber's? I think it was. Was he the Gerber baby?
Crybaby dick. I fly it into girls' mouths like in an airplane.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I like that.
I don't know if that works as well. I shove other dicks in. Trying to think of more baby stuff. They do vomit.
My dick goes to daycare.
White stuff up. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, vomit up white stuff. Yeah.
Oh, hey, girl. call your vagina daycare.
Yeah.
I'm trying to leave my kid there. Vitamin C. She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I come whatever. That's it.
We will still be.
She wouldn't. Vitamin C wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I was Gerard Hot Butler.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Or if I was Gerard, I can't believe it's not Butler. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
It's because of that movie where she shows her cans.
Yeah, that was a fucking surprise.
Vampire Diaries, right? What was it called?
Dracula 2000?
Dracula 2000.
Something like that.
Dracula 2000.
It wasn't, it was not good in my opinion.
I didn't care for it. Ew. I care for that. Yeah. I do care for that.
Oh, it's my turn?
What's your next one there, fella?
This next one is Miss Sacagawea. Yeah.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah,
I know.
Very curious.
Trying to, you know, trying to mix it up a little bit. But Sacagawea wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I turned that ass into a Snackagawea.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Eat that booty like groceries.
There we go. Yeah. I forgot about that line. That was a fucking, what a weird song. Yeah.
You gotta eat the booty like groceries.
That was hilarious.
Snackagawea.
Yeah.
I like that.
The old snatch.
Snatch
Ooh, I.
All right.
Hey, Pia. I don't know.
IKEA. Okay, last one here. Mm-hmm. I think she's a suicide girl. Either way, she found her on Instagram. Her name's Coraline CR.
Mm.
Probably saying it wrong. She wouldn't fuck me. Mm-hmm. Not even if I owned a bowling trophy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She a bowler?
No.
Oh.
It's just a cool achievement.
Yeah?
You know? Unless you're Adam Daggy. He doesn't think those are very cool.
Yeah, well, you know what else I don't think is cool?
Well, it's because you have big jugs.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't have any trophies.
Yeah?
No. Yeah. I got a... what do I have? I don't have any, like...
ribbons?
Ribbons or anything. No.
4-H ribbons. Did you guys do 4-H?
I got a 3K hoodie.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. It comes to a point.
I know.
I ran a 3K once.
Yeah.
You just chase black people.
Interesting.
All right. All right. That's enough of that. all right. We're going to move on to speaking of bad jokes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
We're going to move on to.
They can kiss my fat vagina.
Kissing some fat vaginas with.
Getting in that pussy hole
with some jokes of the gay.
Yeah,
getting in that pussy in those pussy butt. What was it?
Pussy booty.
Pussy booty.
Pussy booty.
Pussy booty. We're getting those pussy booty ears with a couple of joke of the gays. So I'll start if you want, or you can. I don't really care.
Is yours long? Because I just have a quick one.
No, mine's quick too.
Okay. Yeah, you can go first.
This one has to do with bowling.
Ooh.
It's a very much of a seed of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's something along the lines of one of the best places to, if you're trying to like fuck with people in the stalls, you know, like do something weird in a bathroom and not get caught, bowling alley would be the perfect place to do it because everyone's wearing the same shoes.
Oh, I like that.
You know, because usually if you're in the bathroom, you're in the stall and someone's like, I think someone was getting blown. Or sucking their own dick while they were shitting in the bathroom.
This guy gave himself a blumpkin.
Yeah, I'm curious. I gotta find this guy. I gotta call him out, or I gotta ask him questions. And then you're like, "What was he wearing? Shit.
Yeah,
size 11s, I think. I don't know. I didn't see the back of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you could know.
Yeah.
And then that doesn't narrow it down enough.
Nope.
That's
I like that. I like that idea.
Something like that. Fun. I'll play with it a little bit. I haven't thought of anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll think. Oh, I'm not writing enough. I'm working on it, you guys.
Yeah, writing's hard.
Yeah.
Well, mine's quick, too, so...
It's better this way. It's went in there quick.
Yeah. It's I'll probably just try this out on stage. Who knows?
Tim's excited.
But hey, it's the first complete thought I've had in a while.
I like this.
But my brother was a huge Wizard of Oz fan growing up. One year we got a camcorder, so I dressed as a Tin Man. My little sister was Dorothy, and my brother hanged himself in the background.
I like that.
So
I like that a lot.
I'll probably give that a shot.
I really
shouldn't say
that.
Camcorder though, right? But I wanted to like make it like clear that we were like
camcorder
filming.
Works.
Okay. Yeah.
What else would you say?
Camera? That's,
no.
Yeah, that's what
say
I thought.
Camcorder.
Too. Camcorder.
Camcorder kind of dates it too.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Yeah. Because
even though like technically camcorders still exist, mm-hmm. no one really calls them that if you're not using them. I mean, they do, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the last time I heard someone say camcorder, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Usually they say, like, digital camera. I don't know. I haven't been on a set in a while, though, either. No one. I guarantee no one says camcorder.
So we'll get the camcorder, please.
Anybody of you is, wow, it's my first day as DP on this shoot. Hey, somebody grab the lens kit for the camcorder. Like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
We're shooting on film, bud. Yeah. Does it have night vision, though?
Do I got to get extra tapes?
Yeah, we got to take the titles off this, right? And the timestamp.
I heard it's retarded or something.
Exactly. So. Yeah.
Yeah, I think camcorder works, though, because it dates it.
Yeah, that's a thing, too.
It kind of brings it back, and it camcorder sounds more like back in the day, but it also sounds more like kind of gritty in the sense of, like, he had a camcorder set up behind. You know what I mean? Like, it sounds pedo-ish.
Yeah, a guy
sorta.
Has a camcorder.
Yeah.
These little kids are going to be the Wizard of Oz.
You see that guy over there? I work with him. He's got a camcorder, you know what I mean.
He's just filming plastic bags in the wind.
Yeah, exactly. No one has a camcorder. People that have camcorders are either freaks or they're just legitimate parents.
Mm-hmm. Well,
maybe.
I was going to say the next step up is owning a tripod. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Bad news bears right there.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Parents want to be up in the action. And that guy wants to be away from the camera up in the action.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what
you can't. Saying. He's not a multitasker.
Yeah, he's not behind the scenes. He's just...
behind the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Behind the teens.
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
All right.
Not behind the scenes. He's behind the teens.
All right.
All right. We're going to take a quick 30 second break with Surge.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a fully loaded citrus soda with carbos.
With what? Carbos?
Carbos. I don't know.
Carbohydrates?
I guess. They're just abbreviating them for no reason.
Is that something you want?
No.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're running a fucking marathon.
Oh, okay.
But no.
What is... That's...
with fucking carbos.
Holy shit, we... It's got... with SIDS. That didn't really work. That's what I was trying to do. Just abbreviate something to make it sound cool that you want it.
Yeah.
SIDS is already an acronym. Mm-hmm. Is that what those are?
Yeah.
It doesn't work as well.
It's my favorite one.
I fucked that up. Yeah, <that's fine. laughs> It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I would have had it as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
I had it 3 times.
Ooh.
But it just kept coming back, you know? They call me the cat.
They call you the comeback SIDS.
Yeah, the comeback SIDS.
He just fucking.
He won't die.
Yeah.
We're not even trying to kill him either. His body is. He's in a constant state of war with his own body.
Yeah.
That's just killing himself. Is that even suicide?
SIDS?
Yeah.
No, that's no. You just suddenly die.
Yeah, but your body did it to you.
Yeah.
So
SIDS aside,
my arm would slip my wrist, you know?
Yeah. I think it's more of like a...
I know. Like, I know, yeah.
I know. I'm just fucking with
it. I mean...
I think it's less, you know, noose tying and more my parents laid me on my stomach for too long. I'm on my back.
I choked on titty milk.
Yeah.
Vomit. Well, how fucked up would that be, though, if it was like a brain aneurysm was considered suicide because your body did it to you?
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, yeah, he killed himself. What? Like, yeah, he's just walking on the street. We were talking 1 minute, and the next minute he kills himself.
His brain was like, fuck this. Yeah.
I don't know what I was talking about, but it made him kill himself. His brain was done with it.
I bet you there's some like really shitty, I mean, all insurance and corporations are terrible people. But I imagine there's like a loophole with like life insurance with that shit.
Oh, that'd be fucked.
Yeah, I bet you there's some... shady shit.
Yeah.
Some shady shit.
Well, what else would there be? There'd be like your heart attacks you. There's that whole Norm bit where he's like,
yeah,
the heart attacks you.
Yeah.
That's why I hit it with a defibrillator and I'm like, eh, see? Like, yeah. Keep an eye out.
I love that. when he's like, the cancer killed him. He's like, but the cancer dies with me. So really it's a draw.
It's a draw. Yeah.
he was so brave in his fight. Really? He was just kind of laying there.
He's just kind of laying there. He's in a better place. Well, he was on the floor. That's such a good special.
He's the best.
What is that one called?
Norm
MacDonald. These are jokes or no? That's like Demetri Martin, isn't it?
Myself.
No,
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's
from like 2009 though, or something.
I think it's Norm MacDonald Fluffy.
Fluffy. Yeah.
Let me look it up.
What else? You're having like a seizure. It's like, call for help. I'm killing myself. Like that? All right, I'm done with that one. I'm done playing with that. I should have been done with it before.
Okay. Me doing stand-up.
Mm. I knew it was something that was like simple like that, Me doing stand-up. Go watch that, everybody. I'm sure that most of you have, but Norm MacDonald, me doing stand-up. His new one was good, too. I like that, but me doing stand-up is fucking from start to finish. It gets you laughing.
That one's top-notch. I'd like to see him live.
Oh, you wrecked it.
He was at the Irvine Improv, but I don't think I don't know where he lives. I think he lives out here, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know if he does many spots around town.
Son of a bitch, bastard.
Yeah. But anyways, speaking of doing spots around town,
suck my white ass ball.
Exactly.
We got something we haven't done in a real long time here.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
It's called Note Card Secrets.
Secret.
And the name is kind of The name is kind of, I like that song.
Yeah.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto, domo. Oh, that worked really well. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Domo. Yeah. All right, add that to the list of things we've accidentally mixed with songs we were singing.
Geniuses.
Oh, man. Somebody call the zoo.
call the zoo.
But
be writing stuff down for a title.
In version one of House Sadness, we did something called Note Card Secrets because we'd actually write it on a note card and then give it to the other person and they'd have to read it. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty much two truths and a lie.
Yeah.
And then we end up telling a story at the end. Yeah. So if we think of a better name, we'll change it. But I don't give a fuck.
I think it's fine. And you can't read my handwriting.
You guys are listening. So who the fuck knows?
Why don't you read my ass after you kiss it?
Both cheeks right here. All right, you want to start? Do you want to start or
and I don't know, is yours very long?
Not really.
Mine's not very long either. Whatever, I'll go
ahead
because I'll go. Number one.
Yeah,
I dunked on Hitler.
Ooh. Okay.
maybe number two, made out with a nun on New Year's Eve at midnight.
Okay.
Number three, Paris Hilton stole the phrase, that's hot, from me.
See, I knew you before Paris Hilton got big.
Yeah?
For like just a little bit.
That's true.
And you did say that a lot.
I know. And you know I have mad ops.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I do know, I've seen you dunk.
Yeah.
What's ironic is when you go to dunk, your hand jets out like you're...
Oh, that's true.
...heiling Hitler.
Yeah.
Which I feel like...
Heiling Hitler, bitch.
I feel like because of that weird movement that
he
you do
stole
when
that
you dunk...
Me too.
Yeah, that you would
Paris Hilton stole the Heil.
You'd want to put it in his face and be like, I'm not heiling Hitler. I'm dunking on his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then my nuts on his face. Splat. Yeah.
I'm going to go with you made out with a nun.
Yeah.
On New Year's at midnight.
Soon to be nun. I think this was my first year.
Nun and done.
Yeah, this was my first year in Chicago. And it was like my first couple weeks, man.
Welcome to Miami.
Yeah,
I said that wrong.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, you said it pretty close. Spanish Embenido. Part.
Oh, Embenido?
Yeah.
Okay. I never knew what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, they say it like with a really thick accent.
Fuck you, dickhead.
Sorry. No. Yeah. So I moved to Chicago in December, at the beginning of December. Then we went to a bar, me and Joseph Stahura and his girlfriend. And Eric Pike was there. Pike, come on down. And
Pike, how's it going out there?
Well, I'm in the men's room.
Andy Bledsoe, words. Yeah.
All right.
And Joe, we were with Joe and some of his friends, and they're all, you know, coupled up, and it's just me and Pike reliving our fucking stupid days at Stella's, where he would hit on women and take them home,
mm-hmm.
and I would get cornered by women in their 30s,
mm-hmm.
and they would always squeeze my butt.
Ooh.
And
it was very.
I don't know what it was. Like, Pike would always, like, attract like women at Stella's, and I would always get like women in their like 30s,
their mothers,
do I just look like their like son's friend who like they feel bad
son.
For and they like
they're
failed, you know, he's a failure, but they still want to fuck him or whatever.
Yeah,
but they're always like,
I shine a little light in his life.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But they're always like, oh, my divorce hasn't gone through yet. And I was like, you fucking...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You squeeze your ass and then tell you your divorce hasn't gone through?
I legit, like two or three of them, I was like, hey, you want to get out? And they're like, oh, my divorce hasn't gone through yet. And I was like, well, you know, it'll go through right now.
Soft.
Oh.
A softer push.
I've had better.
Ooh, yeah, that's exactly there you go. What
I said. No. But yeah, so the old women... Yeah, just squeeze on my butt and then not going home with me. But anyways,
I was with a girl one time, and I don't know if it's because she had a lot to drink, mm-hmm. but it's like the Sahara down there, you know. Yeah. And I was like, "Hey, what's going on?" She was like, "I'll get wetter." Sorry, that was really stupid.
I liked that. So we're at this bar, Stir had been to Chicago more than I had, and I didn't really know the layout. We were in Wrigleyville, just one of the worst parts of Chicago's.
Rowdy.
It was awful.
Rowdy boys.
Yeah, fucking bro central. But so we're at this bar, and it was fun. We paid like $50, and like they had like a list of drinks you could get for free, and then there's like food and shit. So me and Pike were just, you know,
free.
Yeah, well, you pay like $50 to get in.
Oh,
yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. So me and Pike are drinking, and like we're dancing. He's fucking talking to fucking three chicks, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, Pike! Like,
with, and he's got mozzarella sticks hanging out of his mouth,
and they're all just like, "You're so weird." And he's like, "You guys watch Psych?
Like bear rape?"
Yeah, I got this 5-hour joke about bear rape. It's hilarious. Actually, it's funny.
It is funny.
But so he's talking to like,
it's not appealing though. Like,
no,
yeah,
no,
I'm sorry.
Keep no, going. No. Yeah. And honestly, like,
he's got a weird gift. I don't know what it is.
And I was talking to him. I don't even think he knows. Like, that joke is just like, it's like folklore. Like, no one really knows the true version of it. Like,
I don't think he does either. No. I don't think he's ever told it the same twice.
No, no. Mm-mm. He's
and everybody wants to hear it.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, tell the bear rape joke.
We're
and he's
fucking
like,
House Sadness.
I can't
once,
remember. Really.
People started chanting bear rape until he told it. And then we were all laughing. And I don't remember it. But anyways.
Fucking Pike.
So yeah, he's talking to some women, and it's like getting to like 11, and then this girl just comes up to me, starts talking to me. She's like pretty cute and shit. And we're just like talking, and I'm like, I don't know, like pretty drunk. She's like, "Hey, what are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, this is what I do." I'm like, "What about you?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm going to, is it nunnery school?"
I don't know, probably.
Yeah, she's like, I'm like, "What?" And I was like,
"Nunnery sounds right because it's ridiculous."
And she's like, "Yeah, I'm studying to be a nun," and I was like, really? Yeah, then like,
oh wait, it would have been funny if she got you and she was like, "I'm going to nunnery school," and you're like, "What is that?" And she's like, "None of your business."
Oh, that would have been so good. Yeah, I would have probably married her.
Yo, I'm going to nunnery. And she can't though, because if you're going to nunnery school,
it's true.
It's celibacy.
Yeah, I think this was like her last two.
Yeah,
hurrah.
Sorry I interrupted. Hurrah. That was stupid.
But yeah, so we're talking and she was like pretty cool, and then then it was like got about that time, and I was like, oh well, I mean, well, then I was like, the whole time I was
when
like,
are your vows?
What?
Well, I was like, and then you were like, "What are your vows?"
Yeah,
vow of celibacy.
You gotta
take a vow of celibacy.
I was trying to think of that.
I think.
Yeah, I think there's an actual name for it. I don't know, but anyways, but yeah, then I was probably just like, it gets to midnight, and then we start making out, and then after midnight, she wants to make out even more.
Ooh,
yeah. And I'm like, okay,
new year,
nun lady, yeah, new, get in me,
yay, know. There you go. Know. Okay, yeah, I was gonna say. New year,
fondling
new
my nuts
pee-pee.
Like it was a rosary.
Ooh,
not really, but yeah, she was
on my ball.
She was getting pretty handsy and stuff, and then, but like, and I was like, oh, I was like, well, I mean,
is this a part of your test?
Yeah, I was like, I already made out with a nun, might as well try to finger her.
Hey, yeah,
and she was like, no,
spectacles,
I can't.
Testicles, yeah. Wallet, and watch.
Yeah, and I didn't, but I got her number, mm-hmm. and then. Had like some we texted a little bit, but I think she was going to Northwestern or like near,
okay,
in that area, and so like that's like pretty far outside of Chicago, so I was like, oh, nothing's gonna happen. But then weirdly enough, St. Patty's Day rolls around, we go to a bar and we do one of those things where it's like you can drink from like 10 to noon or whatever, and so like we're at a bar and then we're fucking shit faced by noon, and Get a little, hey, what are you doing? Text from the old nun.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, hey, maybe this time. And she's like, yeah, you want to meet up later? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And then, so we go home. I go home
Sleep. Here's what I think. I think maybe she was on Nunspringer.
Yeah? Ooh, Nunspringer.
Like
okay.
Rumspringer for the Amish?
Yeah, looking for some Cumspringer.
Ooh.
But, yeah.
Cumspringer.
On my titties.
Okay. Yeah. But, Nunspringer.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that.
I liked it.
I'm a little proud of it.
It was good. And
Nunspringer.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm done.
I go home, take a nap, wake up, and then like I was like, yeah, you want to meet up? And she's like, sure. And then like she like and I'm like, okay, let's meet here. And she's like, yeah. And then like an hour before we were supposed to meet, she calls me. Uh-oh. And she's like, hey, I can't make it. And I was like, okay, that's all right. I was like, is everything all right? And she's like, yeah, I'm just like in the ER. I'm in the ER because one of my friends got roofied. And I was
ooh.
Like, oh no. Yeah.
Praying so, too high.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's the end of the nun tales. I don't know.
Well, you almost got a little nun tale.
Mm-hmm.
Close.
I was hoping for it, but nothing. Nope. Yeah. Close, hey. But nun cigar.
Nun cigar. I was trying to think of a fucking thing for that. I like that. That's perfect for that, too.
That was
yeah.
stupid as fuck.
Yep,
that's it. So, no, I don't believe in God. I even told her that. I was like, yeah, I don't believe in God.
Oh, I thought
she's like, I don't care. I want to suck your fucking dick.
Ooh,
like,
wow.
Yeah, she was
dirty.
She didn't
talking.
Say that, but yeah.
She gave you her number and it was just mm-hmm. it just said pray to me. God, I don't know what it said.
Eat, pray. No, fuck, God damn it, I was going to say.
Eat my pussy.
Yeah, eat my pussy, pray, love.
Eat pussy now.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. She was like one of the, like.
It was like, wear a glove.
Wear a glove.
Eat, pray, love. I don't know.
Yeah. It was that. Yeah. She was like trying to like dry hump on the dance floor. And I was like, ooh, I'm not in the lady. No.
Making out is one thing in public. Yeah. Like, especially if it's like a day where everyone's going real hard mm-hmm. in the motherfucking paint. Mm-hmm. But the dry humping, I can't do in public. Like,
yeah.
I just can't. Also, like we were talking about it. I don't like being hard in public.
Mm-mm.
It's not my cup of tea at all. Like,
no, it's not fun.
No.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, this is like sex for her. Cause like, he was like, oh, this is as far as she can go.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So she's going to like, try to like do as much as he can while we're on a dance floor. And I was like, I don't like this. I remember I told Sarah, I was like, dude, that girl's a nun. He's like, oh, that's new.
I like that.
Yeah.
It was like, great. Oh, that's new.
He's like, good for you, buddy. And I was like, yeah, you know.
Hey.
Yeah.
Adding stories to it.
Yep. Speaking of stories.
Adding stories to this
Doink.
Building.
Doink.
Oh.
Bad baby.
That's what I wanted to do to her, but nope. Mm. God wouldn't let me give her the old, this is my confessions.
Ooh. What if God was inside me. I don't know.
Ooh.
All right,
what if God was busting nuts?
Hey, that's good. See, I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
swinging
okay.
a miss, but I'm throwing...
Swinging a fist.
I'm swinging a fist. I'm throwing some fucking great... what is that? What are they called? Shit! My brain is...
Non sequiturs?
No, I was going to say assists.
Oh, yeah.
throwing some assists, but I'm not laying down any dunks.
Alley-ooping.
Oh, shit.
It's okay. We're doing pretty good.
All right. All right.
Doing pretty well. Sorry.
This one. All right.
They want to throw you down a well.
Seems pretty harsh.
Seems pretty harsh.
Seems a little harsh. That's what it says here on this card.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man is for the birds. That's my favorite.
I just like the because of his fucking dog face. How do you not get that?
How do you not get that?
How do you not get that? All right. All right. So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I once took a shit in the middle of a river.
Ooh.
I know the entire lyrics to the Smash Broadway hit Cats.
Mm-hmm.
Or I ran a 5K with a half-eaten pickle in between my butt cheeks.
Mm. Is that Dennis Reynolds on your phone?
Yeah. He's speaking through the back.
Yeah.
Terrible. Take a lap.
Well, I know you love pickles, and I don't think you'd only ever eat half of one.
Hey, all right.
Oh, man, you know what's fucking... Okay.
I would eat it from either end, though.
I think...
That's how much I like pickles.
Yeah?
Eat it from either end.
like ass to ass?
Yeah, that's when you know you really like something, is you'll eat it from either end.
I think Boar's Head got rid of the fucking half cuts, dude.
No way.
Yeah, like, I go to my usual Ralph's, and they haven't had them there for, like, fucking months.
Did they put them somewhere else?
They usually have them in, like, the little...
They might have put them somewhere else, because they moved them from that little island once for me.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, because I was going to say the ones they do have there are the ones with, like, the pickles, and then they have, like, the little... I mean, the carrots.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they have, like, the little sweet pickle ones, too. And same thing at the other Ralph's.
The one over by the Target?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I was...
Because that one, they moved them on me once.
Okay.
They were on the little island with all the cheeses.
Yeah, yeah, that's where I usually...
But then they moved them over to, at least the Ralph's by the Target, to the right of the island. There's a whole thing where it's got
prepackaged
potato salad and sandwiches, and it's usually there. Shit.
Nothing. Yeah. I hope they didn't discontinue them. Those are my favorite pickles.
I will tell you, the Kroger brand half cuts are pretty fucking good.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was getting the ones, and the other ones are cheaper, and you get more.
Okay.
Try them. At least try them. They're good. If you don't like them, I'll eat them.
No, I'll eat them. This is a dumb thing. I don't like that they're not refrigerated.
They are.
They are?
Yeah, they're over by the hot dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the one by the
refrigerated
Target
section?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they do that over. They do that at the other ones too.
Really?
If you go over by the sandwich meat, they're either right there or by the hot dogs.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They do keep them refrigerated.
Okay. Though. Yeah. Because that's just weird to me. I don't like that.
Because it's their like specialty pickle brand.
Oh. Okay.
And I don't think you can buy them off the shelf. They're only they've only ever been refrigerated.
Okay. They're not like with the Vlasics and all the other.
No, because I think there was one podcast where we were talking about like Clausens or some shit. I couldn't remember the name of them.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But that's another refrigerated one that they like boast about. Never been always refrigerated from birth or whatever. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Cucumbers from cucumber. So
So I don't think you'd waste a pickle. Cats.
Mm.
I know you're...
You don't know what I did with the pickle after I finished the 5K, though.
Oh, I have some ideas.
You get hungry during a 5K.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know you do like cats.
Mm-hmm.
Cat Stevens. And you took a shit in a river while tubing.
Ooh!
Shut up! Shut up!
I like the little music in the background, yeah.
Yeah,
I was gonna say,
John Breon. Is that who we figured out it was?
I guess I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, I'm hurt.
Yeah, I know. I want you like tubing.
That's what it was. Yeah. I grew up on the Muskegon River at my bio-dad's place in the summers, and one fine evening. No, it was. I think I talked about the Krauses once.
The what?
The Krauses. My dad was dating this woman named Deb Kraus, and she had two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Justin and Warren, and Justin was kind of the guy who like he was I looked up to him because he was like my big brother. I've mm-hmm. never had a brother. And my sister, I guess I tormented her for a while when we were younger, and then she did it back when she got old enough to drive and shit.
Gotcha.
And she did it rough, but I would hang out with him, and he was a troublemaker. He was a wild man. And
how old?
He was probably, I think he was my sister's age. So he was probably like a year and a half, two years older than me.
Okay.
And I was probably like, I want to say like probably like 12, 11, 12.
Gotcha.
13, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And 69. And I was just thinking about something. Like if I'm ever dating somebody, I want us to celebrate when our ages make 69.
So, oh, like they add
if
up.
I'm like 33 mm-hmm. and I'm dating someone who's 36.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to celebrate our 69th
every day
birthday. 69. Yeah. yeah. As soon as the one turns, so like I'm 33 mm-hmm. and she's about to turn 36. We celebrate her birthday and then also celebrate 16. And then we 69.
Yeah.
All week.
Oh yeah.
For 69 days and 69 nights.
I like it.
And
take that, Josh.
It's our Lent.
Harden it.
Yeah. And okay, but yeah, he because I used to be like, I was just really quiet. I was always really, really quiet, and I didn't really care about much, so I just focused on schoolwork and shit, and I was just weird by myself all the time, and talk to myself and try to invent things and build shit and take things apart, and just really weird little kid. And and then I started hanging out with him, and we'd go out and we'd break curfew and we'd do stuff.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
I'd just be like, yeah, fucking cool, man, like awesome. And then yeah, but so he was hanging out one time, and he was like, hey man, let's go take a shit in the river. And I was like what do you mean, just like hang our asses over the bank? And he's like, no man, just like stand in the middle of the river, because one of the cool things about the river was the current, you could get in the middle, and it was so strong yeah. that if you just leaned back against it would just hold you up. And you could just chill, and it felt awesome too, because it was just yeah. like shooting by, and your trunks were doing weird shit and everything. And he's like, let's face the other way and just take a shit. And then that way the current grabs it out of our asses.
Like
and
salmon.
Pulls it down. Yeah, exactly. It's spawning season, baby. And I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
All right. As long as we keep a good distance from each other. And so we planned it out, and it was like, we got to be at the same level, and then one of us has to be far enough away. And then we both just went out and we took a shit in the river, and it was funny as shit. It was hilarious to me, because it was like, I guess this was before I had IBS, because mm-hmm. that wouldn't have been fun.
No, that would have been just fucking straight.
That would have been rough, because there's also yeah. a thing, like if you're standing against the current, you can see this if you ever like look at a log that's stuck in the river.
Mm-hmm.
The way the current goes by, it like scoops around the back of it and then creates a little whirlpool.
Yeah.
So if I would have done that, it would have just been like a weird whirlpool of shit. Like pretty much like a toilet flushing right behind me. But instead, it was like just a log got...
Log.
Just sucked log. Right out of me.
It's a wonderful log. Yeah.
And it, yeah, I don't know. It was really funny. And then, yeah, neither of us wiped.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got the aqua dump.
It was pretty much like... the most aggressive bidet ever. But yeah, it was weird. It was weird, but I've never forgotten it. Like, I've never forgotten
it. Did you see it float by you?
No, we tried to look for it. Yeah, and it
fucking...
we were both like, dude, oh! And I think he shit first, and then he was like, where is it? Like, oh, and I was like, I don't know. And then I shit, and I was like, I don't see mine.
Yeah.
And then we didn't hang out in the river for a little while.
There's a bear downstream. Yeah. Fucking shit in his claws.
What the fuck is this? Yeah. I thought it was a baby salmon. Yeah. You pieces of shit.
That's funny.
Yeah, that river was fun though, man. Growing up on it was weird.
What river was it?
Muskegon River.
Muskegon.
Yep.
River.
It was cool though, man. Like, cause you know, you get bored, and mm-hmm. I'm sure it was cool for my bio dad and his friends and shit too, because they would just have to drive us 20 minutes away upstream.
Yeah, that's,
drop us off with tubes. And then we were right off the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So we would just float for 3 hours. And this was even before drinking, and it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you added drinking to it, whew, mama.
Drinking and shitting, come on.
Just tell me what you want me to fuck.
Yeah. It was great. And then your ass is just in the tube.
Yeah.
And then you just hang out with your own dookie floating down the road. No, I never shit in the river twice.
Yeah, you don't know what you want.
It was a cool experience. I'll tell you, if you're ever just swimming and you got a shit and you're in a river,
let it go.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Take your trunks off. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that. Rookie mistake would be to leave the trunks on. I don't get what the big deal is.
Pull them back up.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
I know from experience. You know what I mean?
I do. That's a good one. Yeah. But so that was that. It was logging on the old river.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not a lot of people have been logging.
Give them the old log jam.
Hey. That is what I did.
Yeah.
It would have been funny if our logs met up, and or if they jumped in the air like dolphins.
Yeah.
We gave him new life. But yeah, that was it. I don't think I've talked about that ever. Not because I'm ashamed of it.
Well, you should be.
Yeah. What?
I'm calling.
Oh no!
Calling the DNR.
Call the police. Yeah. No, the DNR.
I'm gonna go find Bambi's mom. Wake her ass up.
Mm-hmm. That's
what
caused.
Can you believe what this motherfucker did?
The swine flu.
Somebody shit in the locker.
Somebody shit in the river.
Yeah.
So it's me, Jessica.
Robbie.
All right. We're
gonna... Oh my god. Oh, what no, the fuck ahead. Was it? Oh shit, I was just listening to a podcast. God damn it. They were talking, fuck man. It was Patton Oswalt. This was a really old one, and he was talking about he was talking to god damn it. I remember the second part. The first part was he was talking about he became friends with the guy, is it Daniel Klaus, the guy who did Ghost World?
I don't know.
I think that's his name.
The director?
The guy who did the comic.
I don't think it was Dan Klaus.
Oh. Anyways.
I don't know. It might have been. No, yeah, because I'm thinking of somebody else. I'm thinking of Harvey some shit.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, I remember. Okay. So he was saying that when they...
Daniel Klaus.
It was?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when they wanted to do the movie version of Ghost World, the studio was telling them that they wanted... Drew Barrymore and Jennifer Love Hewitt to play the two leads. And
ooh,
he was
boy.
Like, no. And like he was like talking about how he was like really fighting them. And then Patton Oswalt was talking about how... did you ever see American Splendor? With Paul Giamatti?
Yes. That's the guy I was thinking
yeah.
of. Because that guy's name is like Harvey something.
Guess who was supposed to play him originally?
Who?
Rob Schneider. That's
really?
Who the studio wanted. They're like,
fuck
he's
off.
He's a big name. He's going to be huge. And like, yeah, they originally wanted fucking Rob Schneider.
Fuck that. That would have been so awful.
Yeah.
He doesn't even look like the dude in the strip, in the comic. Harvey Pekar.
Harvey
Pekar did American Splendor.
Yeah.
And Daniel Klaus did Ghost World. And
studios have great taste.
Robert Crumb, R. Crumb, is also awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, could you imagine?
That's so fucking terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that always makes me think
made
of
me
shit
laugh
like,
so hard.
Think about the movies that it did go through.
Oh, yeah.
And the studios did win.
Yeah.
And think about how much better a movie could have been
mm-hmm.
if the writer or whoever, like the, it was based off of the art direct, not even art director, but was like, actually got their way.
Yeah.
Was like, hey, man, I created this, though. Like, could we
not get Rob Schneider?
Yeah.
Could we not get the animal? I'm sorry.
Please, can we? I don't want the animal.
I don't think he was the
animal yet.
Oh no, I don't think so either. But yeah.
Hey, he was close to it.
Could we not get
making
Deuce?
Copies? Could we not? And just because he makes copies doesn't mean he's in the comic book world.
Exactly.
The Deuce. Speaking of
the Deuce
shows that. Oh, see, I can't even say this though because I didn't read the comic. But apparently, Happy on Sci-Fi is pretty close to the comic, I think.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. But my friend David was saying. But they don't have the guy who did all the illustrations working on the thing.
Oh, interesting.
But they treat him really nice, apparently. They like send him gift baskets and shit and like,
they give him some yeah. That's
they
nice.
Give him some handouts, I guess, which is cool.
They jerk him
just,
off,
you know,
when he's on set.
Throwing him to the side.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I think I talked about this on one of the casts. I can't remember. But all right, you guys, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. Oh, check out Happy, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good show.
You can. We're not sponsored by it, but it's fun, man. Christopher Maloney is just one of my favorites.
Yeah.
He's so fucking funny.
He's a maniac.
He's fucking a maniac in this for sure.
Yeah.
If you like Christopher Maloney in comedies and as a total maniac,
yeah.
which are the two things he does best.
Yep. and he's a cop.
Watch Happy. Yeah, yeah. And as a cop. Check out Happy. We're going to take a quick 60-second break with a Dan Marino flub freakout.
Today, you'll get round-trip airfare and tickets to a game, a complete uniform, and a chance to meet me. Stay tuned. I'll have details on how to enter, and we'll be announcing a winner later tonight.
Okay, it's a little long, and I think you flubbed on that last...
Did not flub at all.
No, it wasn't a flub. It was
there was no fucking flub. It was not a flub.
You want to see that playback?
No, come on. Let's do it. Fuck it.
Take 3, 25-second version, and action.
Hi, I'm Dan Marino from the Miami Dolphins. Welcome to Visa NFL Quarterback Club Week on. I hope you've enjoyed your Thanksgiving Day. We have more NFL action on this Sunday starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. But tonight, you'll get a chance to be my backup quarterback for a day. You'll get round trip, airfare, and tickets to a game, a complete uniform, and a chance to meet me. Stay tuned. I'll have details on how to enter, and we'll be announcing a winner later tonight. Perfect. Fuck it. Send it in.
You want to see a playback on it?
Nope. I don't want to see shit. I just.
I love it. Send nope. it in.
Send it in. Fuck it. There's no fucking flub. No fucking flub. Well, it wasn't a flub, Dan. It was a fuck it. Just let's do it again. Fuck it.
Oh, so
fucking
great.
Fucking maniac, man.
I want to say that. Fuck it. Send it in.
Fuck it. Send it in.
Oh, that sounds.
I seen those finger paintings you bring home and they suck.
That's right, Dan. Even the last one, he doesn't sound like he can read well.
No.
Kid can't even read.
He's probably got some concussion, some lingering issues.
I think he's just a dummy. I'll tell it to his face.
It's more of a cunt cushion, if you
ooh,
ask me.
I agree. Acting like a real cunt, Danny yeah. boy. Oh, Danny boy.
Guys, I was in Ace Ventura.
The director's calling you a flub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a...
Anus.
Yeah.
Anus tart.
Anus.
Anus tart. All right, you guys. We are at that point of the episode that you fucking know that I already forgot our tag for
it. I forgot it, too. Yep.
You know it, and we blow it.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Okay.
Is right. it? Restart, yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, gay. So gay.
I think right. it is that.
All right, you guys. We're at that point in the episode where you know it, and we blow it.
I will suck your fucking dick.
Exactly.
I will let you fuck me.
Name that episode. Name it. Ding 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 ling dong ding 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 ling ling dong.
Bing dong a ding fling flung a fling ching chong a ching.
Nailed it.
Yes, please. Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, I'm thinking that we have settled on a name.
Uh-huh. Lay it on me.
You want me to lay it on
lay
you?
Lay on me thick.
All right. Lay it on you. Robin Thick.
Yes.
It is What If God Was Busting Nuts?
Oh yeah.
Fucking send it.
Fucking send it.
Send it in.
Yeah.
So that's
not
it,
a flub.
Yeah. That wasn't a flub. That's the name of the episode. And you can ask my good friend Dan the Flan.
The great Marie the great Bam Marino.
The great Bam Marino.
Yeah.
Kill
it.
Shove it out his blowhole.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so that's it. That's the end of the episode, you guys.
Really existential right there. Just, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah, it all hit me. It all just hit me at once.
Yeah.
That was it, you guys. That's the episode. And
we did it.
Thanks for listening. Sorry for everything.
Mm-hmm, as usual.
My name is Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban. Go to my Instagram. I post on that most. I don't do much on Twitter. Go follow at House Sadness on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yep.
And check out our episode previews. I made a neat little corkboard showing thing for the previews. And go to the website. Mm-hmm. Also, another way to listen. If you're already listening, you already found a way, though. But go to moistjunk.com. I got some new stuff coming out. And yeah, I guess that's it. Same thing as usual. Yeah. Same shit. Go buy some shit. Say rate and review. You know, you guys, we're going to be coming up on doing this a year in a little bit here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is our 46th podcast.
Oh, yeah. We've been doing a while.
Weeks at a time, sometimes doubled up for you guys. Ooh, something just shifted in my guts. Go rate and review if you haven't already. That would be fantastic. Yep. We don't need much. We just like to feel the love. God, that burp smelled like Arby's.
Ooh, yum yum.
I had Arby's twice this weekend, but I haven't twice? Had it since. Yeah. I got it. I went and got it when I went and ran errands.
I was there for that one.
And then I put one in the fridge to save for later. And then Tony was coming over.
Tony brought Arby's?
Tony was like, "Hey man, do you want any Arby's on the way over?" And I was like, "Bro, I already had Arby's, but I would definitely fuck up another beef and cheddar and some curly fries." And oh boy, did I.
Yes, you did.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
But
damn. Look at you, girl.
Hey. You gotta keep. You gotta eat a certain way to keep this figure.
Oh, know? I know. I know.
I had this weird. I was brushing my teeth the other night before bed, and I guess I was in a bad mood, or maybe I was just tired. But I was just like, "You are an ugly man."
just looking in the mirror.
Yeah, and then I just spit.
Oh, that's funny.
Rinsed, and then I went to bed, and I just went to bed with that, and I was like. All right, maybe take it a little easy. Yeah.
Like, you are an ugly man.
You are an ugly man. Wow. I was like, oh boy. All right.
Damn, dude.
I need some sleep. That's what I need.
Some. Yeah. Yeah, rate, review, tell some friends, buy some moist junk. You fucking.
My goodness, that dude is gay.
Great people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just yeah, just tell some people about
the
podcast.
We appreciate all of you, but wouldn't it be great?
A little more.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if there was? What if there was more of you?
Yeah. Casey _ Stoddard, all lowercase, Twitter, Instagram, and leave me alone. Respect my privacy.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, that's all I got. All
right. I appreciate that. Listen, I'll tell you another thing.
I'm listening.
Think. That if God was one of us, he'd be a Vine star.
I can't disagree with that.
Holla at your boy.
Jesus Christ, Vine star.
Listen, you guys, it's Clean Shirt Monday.
Clean Shirt Monday. Oh, my God.
So
oh, that was fucking amazing.
Respect it, all right?
Boy.
Respect Clean Shirt Monday, boy. Boy.
Looking and, both ways when I cross the street.
Please boy. Look both ways before you cross the street, boys. Yeah. And girls? Girls? Alright, I'm gay.
Which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test and we will never sever. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning. A friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who'll tease is better. Our thoughts compressed, which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend.